Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 115. This episode is brought to you by... Hey there, superheroes! Are you ready to take your fitness and wellness journey to the next level? Well, we've got an exciting announcement for you today. Our show is brought to you by EPN Supplements, your one-stop destination for a wide range of supplements that will help you reach your fitness goals. Whether you're into pre- and post-workout supplements, collagen peptides, weight management solutions, protein options, or herbal supplements, EPN has you covered. They offer a comprehensive selection to support your unique needs and preferences. And here's the best part. As a listener of this podcast, you can get an exclusive 10% discount on your EPN supplement order. Just head over to the show notes and click on the link and use the discount code GJASMIN. That's GJASMIN to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Dr. Gigi, and I am so excited that you're here. We are going to tackle the January blues today. Resolutions beyond January blues. That is the title of our podcast episode today. And we are talking about this because we are in the middle of January. And according to the research, we know that most people drop all of their New Year's resolutions or goals or intentions, whatever you call them, they drop them at the end of the month. Okay. So they've decided that, hey, a week or two of trying was just about what they needed and it's time to stop. So I'm going to share with you six reasons why people stop pursuing their goals. And perhaps you can gather a few nuggets from there and maybe set up yourself in a way that you will succeed. Because we know that preparation is key, knowledge is key, planning is key, and building the right habits are fundamental to our success. Because if we don't really lay the foundation, that is why it gets easy for us to quit. Because when things get tough, when they get hard, when they get uncomfortable, we want to bail. We want to go. We want to just do what's fun and what's going to bring us joy, right? But we know that in order for us to get what we really want, initially things start really hard. They get really difficult. And then as we build the stamina, as we build the habits, as we build the knowledge for what we are doing, they get easier. Okay, so that's why we have to stay put. All right, so one of the reasons, number one, why people usually give up on their goals at the beginning of the year is because of unrealistic expectations. Sometimes we don't realize that we are coming from, let's say, a place where, let's take exercising, for example. If you have not exercised for 10, 20 years, you cannot expect for you to go full throttle exercising for an hour to 2 hours a day, expecting astronomical results. I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible for some people. I'm sure it is. But you know what? You have to get your body in shape first. You got to get used to the notion that you can exercise regularly to stay healthy and that you can do the exercises that you have planned in order for you to be successful. Because if you're not in shape, you could, 1 minute of exercise can put you out of breath and then makes you feel uncomfortable and possibly make you realize that you don't want to do this again. All right. So sometimes when we push ourselves too early and expect to get huge results. And when we don't get them, we get disappointed and we feel like we fail. We feel like we will never succeed. So it's important that you set realistic expectations, at least from where you are. Okay, we're gonna start with something we can do, baby steps at a time, even though where you might wanna go may not be so realistic to you right now. The goals that you wanna accomplish may be impossible goals, but I guarantee you, if you start small and start really warming up yourself to the idea that you can do the impossible, then you will eventually get to the shape and the mindset where you can do the impossible. So, but you don't want to burn yourself out at the very beginning, not giving yourself a chance at all to really realize that dream. So be realistic. At the same time, I know you are dreaming and thinking and have goals and planning for the impossible, but start at a place where you can maintain, that you can grow. You're not gonna start running 10 miles when you haven't even walked one. So that's what I'm talking about. You have to e gradually prepare your body, your mindset, your habits to sustain the kind of life, the kind of goals you want to achieve. Number two, lack of planning. And again, we talk some about that. For number one, you have to plan exactly what you're going to be doing in order for you to achieve the goal. Let's say you want to write a book. We don't just want to say, I want to write a book. I'm sure a lot of people want to write a book. But what we are interested in is how will you be writing the book? What kind of activities will you be doing on a daily basis to enable you to write this book? And we want to be very specific. How many words, how many pages, how many hours a day will you be dedicating to writing a book? Because we can actually quantify the number of pages you can write, and also maybe a deadline for finishing that book if you write a number of pages a day. So in your planning, it is very sp you must get very specific about the goal, how you will achieve it, in what time frame you're going to achieve it, and the activities you will take or you will do in order for you to achieve it. I think that's where a lot of people go off course because they don't plan. They just have a big lofty goal in mind and then they think it's just going to happen. But you have to you have to live and breathe the goal. And the activities, you have to become one with it. Every activity that you do, and even the way you think, what you read has to be supportive of what you're trying to accomplish. When they are supportive, then everything falls into place and one thing informs the other, supports the other, and you find motivation and encouragement almost everywhere you go because every activity that you're doing really supports that goal. So planning is very important because it details exactly how, when, and in what time frame you will get things done. Number three. All right, we know that motivation keep decreasing over time, right? I mean, it's the second week of January and we haven't reached our goals and we feel like, oh my gosh, we're already backsliding. We're already going back to what we used to do because we're not motivated. We're not motivated to get up early. We're not motivated to exercise right or take care of ourselves, meditate or do all of the things that we know that we must do in order for us to maintain the activities necessary to accomplish the goals. So, motivation, I see motivation like food. I see it like water. You can't just have motivation one day and expect it to last forever. That is why reading is so important. That is why I read, that is why I listen to podcasts, that is why I read articles. That is why I am constantly feeding my mind because I want to always have something that I can grab on that could help me maintain my goals, my habits, my relationships, and my mindset and all the activities that I want to partake in. Okay? Because if we are just, we're going to be inspired for 1 day, 2 days, 2 weeks, 1 week, and then after that, we're not interested anymore. We are never going to accomplish anything. This is something we have to work on. We have to work on staying motivated, staying in the optimal frame of mind so that we can have the energy to accomplish what we set out to accomplish. So just like your food, you need to find motivation every day, either by reading, meditating, affirming, music, dancing, whatever it is for you, you need to find it and you need to do it regularly. And you might need to change things a little bit, but you know what? You need to do it regularly, just like you would eat, just like you would take a shower. It's that important. Okay, number four, life gets in the way. So the number four reason why we let go of our resolutions or intentions or goals for the year and we fall into this January blues is because life gets in the way. Okay, after a few weeks of trying, something happens and then we just stop or we take a break and we say we'll come back to it. And before you know it, before we haven't gotten strong yet to take break. Okay, some of you take breaks too early. Just because you have been doing something for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, that does not mean you are strong enough to take a break. Because if you take a break, you might not return to it. Because we love that comfort zone. If we get a taste of it again, it might take us weeks or months, maybe years, for us to come back to it. So don't let yourself get to that point. You have to be grounded. I know it says it takes about 21, 30 days to really get a new habit going. But I want to say it can take a lot longer than that. It depends on you, the person, because you have to let yourself get used to it. And sometimes when we think we're used to it, we're not, because the minute we take a break, then we find ourselves regressing back to our old selves. So know yourself and then try your best to keep that schedule where even when life gets in the way, you realize this is life. Life will get in the way. That's how it works. We will get challenges. We will get obstacles. We will get emergencies. We will get all sorts of things coming to us. That should strengthen us, not derail us from our goals. We have to keep that in mind. And we have to really, when life gets in the way, we have to really take a look at it and see it very seriously, knowing that this could derail us. This could throw us, of course. This could be the problem. Okay, the thing that's going to stop us from pursuing our goals, from doing what we said we're going to do, that's going to get in the way. So we need to realize that and we need to treat it as any challenge. You know, you solve it, you deal with it, and then guess what? You move on. All right, number five. The number five reasons why people let go of their goals and they end up in the January blues is because of lack of support. That is always a big one. They don't feel supported. They don't feel like people cares or people know. I know it's hard, especially as an entrepreneur, especially as someone who's trying to do something different. Yeah, you may not feel supported at all. And that is why it's important for you to make it a point for you to maybe join an organization. And it doesn't necessarily have to be an organization that deals with your business. It could be something that maybe has to do with your hobbies or with an interest of yours. Join a group. They have meetups online. They have all sorts of groups now on social media pages where you can find like-minded people who are actually working on their lives and working on changing things and who can understand your situation, knowing that things are hard. You need to find those people and you need to stay around them, because we know, you know, the people that we stay around, we become them. So we want to make sure we choose them very carefully. All right. Because unfortunately, immediate family, I mean, if your immediate family members support you in what you're doing, that's great. But I find that it is my experience that, you know, a stranger will probably support you a whole lot more than a family member. Because I guess it's that familiarity, you know? I mean, it's like we are right here with them. They don't really see us in the way that other people see us. Sometimes they don't see the value. I mean, it's kind of a sad situation, but that's how it is, okay? We get used to the familiar, and then we just don't see the awesomeness in the people around us. Sometimes it takes a stranger to let us know that we are enough, we are worth it, keep going, you got this right, thank you for sharing this with us. I mean, yeah, sometimes it takes a stranger to encourage you to go on. So find your people. They don't have to be your family members, you know? Your people are the ones who will push you, the ones who cares, the one who will support you, the one who will stand by you, the one who will encourage you. Those are your people. So find them. Number six, all or nothing thinking. All right. Yeah. Some people may be thinking, well, yeah, if I don't, you know, if I don't get everything I want all at once, then it's not worth it. Okay, no, that's not how it works. I mean, if you want to get in shape and you are out of shape, it's not, I mean, just because you cannot exercise for an hour or 2 hours doesn't mean that you cannot exercise for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. It doesn't mean that at all. You will still benefit from exercising a few minutes a day. You will still benefit from reading a few minutes a day, because all you need is one nugget to change your life. You still can benefit from meditating 1 minute a day, from affirming your goals and who you are in 1 minute a day. You can definitely do it. So that all or nothing kind of thinking, we need to let go of that, because sometimes, like we said, number four, life gets in the way. Sometimes life gets in the way. So perhaps that day or that week that life is getting in the way, you may not be able to read for an hour, but you can read for 5 minutes. You may not be able to exercise for 30 minutes, but you can exercise for 3. Okay? I mean, we can always meditate wherever we are. You may not be able to meditate for 10 minutes. Maybe a minute might work. Okay, so there's always going to be, even if it's just a minute, you can change your life possibly in that 1 minute, because I'm sure you can read a couple of pages in 1 minute and you can grab something that you didn't even know was there. So give yourself a chance to start small. And as you start building yourself up, your mindset up and your energy up and your calendar and your habits and all of these things will fall into place, then you can add more minutes, you can add more time, more hours, because now you're stronger, now you're more organized, you know exactly what you're doing now. So, having said all this, I don't know where you are in your goals, but what I do know is that if you are serious about accomplishing anything, you have to keep it in the front of your mind every single day, because that will enable you to take actions that are directly related to what you are trying to pursue. If you don't have that roadmap, if you don't have a way to keep fueling yourself, because, you know, roadmap is important, but you need fuel, because you will run out of energy, you will run out of motivation, and if you don't find a way to refuel yourself, you're going to stop. And I think that's important. You need to keep that energy level up. You need to know how to get to your optimal state of mind so that when you need to work on your goals, then you can get there and be able to accomplish a whole lot more. So I hope this helps you to put in perspective maybe your own assessment of where you are right now and what you need to do, because this is early. We're still early in January, and we need to start taking action right now. Right this minute. All right? Take action right now. All right? And if any of these, if you see any of these points in your own life, you know exactly now what to do to get it fixed, because you want to be in the right energy to pursue your goals. All right. So if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, a colleague, or a family member. Please also share it on social media. You can tag us and we will definitely tag you back and post it on our page. We appreciate you listening. We want to grow this podcast, and we cannot do it without you. You can also leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Until then, I want you to know that you can do anything you set your mind to. Until next time.